Some doctors and nurses with the Air Force Reserves are warning the public not to underestimate the continued threat posed by the coronavirus. They were among thousands of military personnel who deployed to New York City during the height of its COVID-19 pandemic. WUSF's Stephanie Colombini with the American Homefront Project talked with a group from Florida who recently came home only to see cases rise in their state.
Lieutenant Joseph O'Brien was in his pajamas creating a PowerPoint presentation for his job as a nurse educator in Orlando when he got a call. It was his other job, the Reserves, and he had 4 hours to report to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa to head to New York City. This was in early April, and O'Brien and his comrades received an unusual assignment for the military. They were to ditch the uniforms and work alongside civilian health workers in city hospitals overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic.
There was no way to prepare for some of the things that we were seeing.
O'Brien worked as an emergency room nurse at Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx as hospitalizations peaked.
All the rooms were full of COVID patients, all the hallway beds full of COVID patients. And when we ran out of hallway beds, we got chairs, and people would be sitting, if they were able to sit, they would be sitting in a chair with oxygen on their face. It was really disaster management.
O'Brien describes the painful decisions he and other health workers had to make surrounded by sick and dying patients with limited resources to treat them.
If we really didn't feel like there was much we could do for that patient, we would move on. And you could see the fright in their eyes because they knew it. And that took a lot of time to sort of come to terms with.
Another reservist from Florida, Lieutenant Colonel Raj Talati, worked as an attending physician at Jacoby. He says it was hard to see patients without their loved ones nearby since visitation at hospitals was banned for safety measures. He got emotional as he remembered holding some patients' hands so they wouldn't be alone.
As a provider, when somebody dies without their family, it's tough. I have to, have to be a family for a lot of people.
Over time, the situation got better. At Jacoby, hospital staff played Rachel Platten's fight song over the loudspeakers as patients were taken off breathing tubes, and Frank Sinatra's New York, New York when patients went home. As the days went on, the music played more often. Colonel Jennifer Robin Ratcliffe helped lead the New York mission. She was involved in the complicated decision of when the reservists could leave. Though the disease hasn't gone away, once hospitals were mostly treating non-coronavirus patients, they decided it was time.
I know we can't take care of everybody, but I honestly believe people survived this disease and went home to their families because the military was there to help them.
Now the hundreds of reservists who served in New York hospitals have come home. They were ordered to quarantine for 2 weeks. Lieutenant O'Brien chose to do so at the base hotel at MacDill out of concern for his infant daughter. Ratcliffe went home to her dogs in Orlando, and Talati returned to his wife and teenage sons in Port St. Lucie. They're eager to return to some sense of normal life, but know that may not be possible, especially with cases on the rise in Florida and other parts of the country. Talati's urging everyone to follow public health guidelines about physical distancing and wearing masks.
It doesn't affect you till you see these people die. And we need to be mindful. It's not over. We don't need any more unnecessary deaths on something that's preventable.
The reservists said they talked with leadership about whether they would need to deploy again if another healthcare system gets overwhelmed. And while it doesn't seem likely, they know it's possible. All three said they'd willingly answer the call, but hope for everyone's sake they don't have to. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.